Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Crystal, I have a charge on my credit card for $59.92, and I do not know what that is for.
Okay, let's see if we can locate an account for you, starting with your zip code, please, sir.
89441.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Gary Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
Thank you, sir. I did locate an account. Could you verify your address, please?
11740 Anthem Drive, Sparks, Nevada.
Thank you, sir. And let's see exactly what this was. It does look like it was for an AC. That's all it's giving me, for $9.98. Is that correct?
That is correct, but I have a charge on my account for $59.92.
Yes, sir. See, I see what happened. Let me get here. It was the membership club. It was the electronic discount store membership for $59.92 is the monthly charge. You would get a monthly $100 credit to spend exclusively on the store that sent directly to your email each month.
I never signed up for that. Please cancel it. And how do I send that air conditioning unit back? It does not work for me.
Okay, yes, sir. We could bring the monthly rate down to $30 to stay each month.
I don't want it. Period.
Yes, sir. I'll be glad to cancel for you now. And I know you're requesting a refund. I can do a $50 refund. There is a $10 non-refundable setup fee.
Ma'am, I did not sign up for that. I just bought the other thing for $9.98. Now, you're defrauding people if you think this is correct.
No, sir. I just know the terms and conditions. But they weren't stated in the terms and conditions. But I can cancel your account and issue a refund of $50.
Well, how do I return the unit? It does not work for me.
Yes, sir. There's nowhere to return it to. It's a shipping.
It says a 30-day money-back guarantee when I signed up for it.
No, sir. I'm sorry they told you that. There's nowhere to return the unit to. It's a shipping warehouse only. It tells me they don't take returns.
It said on the website, 30-day money-back guarantee.
Yes,
or
sir.
Or I would not have bought it.
Okay, but I can do the $50 refund, but that's all I could do, sir.
Well, I want the $50 refund, and I want my money back. It doesn't work. It's junk.
Okay, which money are you wanting back?
I want the $9.95 I paid for the unit, and I want this whole charge for $59.92 expunged.
Yes, sir. See, I can issue a refund for the $9.98. That is the shipping and handling charge since you did receive the product.
It said 30-day money back guarantee.
Yes, sir, but see, they tell me
something different. I just
received
it yesterday.
I'm sorry. There's no 30-day money-back guarantee on my end because there's nowhere to return it to.
Well, then you're lying to people about what they're buying completely.
Okay. Yes, sir, but I can do the $50 refund if you would like to agree to that.
I would like the $59.92 back.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that.
I did not sign up for this.
It was in the terms and conditions, sir. To be able to move
Where were the terms and conditions, ma'am?
When you checked the box, it said you agreed to the terms and conditions and paid the shipping and handling.
You never produced those terms
and
conditions.
You have to click on it.
I did click on it. I did not click on it, and therefore I should not have it.
Yes, sir, but it's there for you to click on. You have to click the box that says you read it to be able to go forward, but I refunded your $59.92 for you. That will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There'll be no more charges whatsoever. Would you like a confirmation number, please, sir?
Yes, I would.
Okay. I'm getting your confirmation number now. C as in Charlie, 920914464.
And your name?
Crystal.
Crystal, thank you. 3 to 5 days.
Yes, business days. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer service. Have a great day, please.
What is the name of this company?
Yes, sir. The name of the company is not going to make much sense to you, but I'll be glad to give it to you. It's going to be a capital G as in goat, capital T as in Tom, the number 1-, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie, O as in Mary. O as in Orange, then M as in Mary.
And where is it located?
Yes, sir. I'm located in Alabama. I'm a third-party customer service representative. I represent about 400 products. And it just tells me this company is located in the state of California is all it shows me.
Well, the unit I have does not work. So what do I do?
Okay, I can ship you out a new one. Since I can't refund it, they do let me refund. Since they don't let me refund, I'm going to go ahead and request them to ship you out a new one since yours is defective. I'm doing that now for us.
Now, am I going to be charged another shipping and handling fee?
No, sir. No, sir. It's the company's mess up that it's defective, not yours. So there'll be no more charges to you whatsoever. Your account is canceled.
So I'm being charged $9.92 for the subscription, whatever it is.
$9.98. Yes, sir.
No. The $59.92, you're going to return $50, so I have
no,
a charge.
No, I went ahead and refunded you in full.
You did
for that.
In full. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
the $59.92 has been completely refunded. The only charge that remains on your account is the $9.98 that you've already paid back on the 16th of July. But since your unit was defective, I am requesting them to please reship you another one now. I want to make sure that goes through real quick for us before we get off the phone, please.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm asking them. Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day, sir.
Bye now.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer service.